Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
And welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us on another beautiful, early or middle fall day, whatever you want to call this. It's an honor to be behind this microphone and to chat with you about things that matter in your life, like politics. Politics over a cup of coffee. You know, the great thing about a cup of coffee is that it's not just the stimulative effect of caffeine. But you know what really is, in my mind anyway, there's something interesting about it. In that it usually is an opportunity to have conversations with other people or to read something, reflect, think about your life, about what's important. And that's why we call this political coffee. Sadly, politics impacts every area of your life. And I say sadly because it shouldn't be so, but it is. It's the reality of the world we live in. And that's not a bad thing. In all seriousness, we are blessed to live in the greatest nation on the face of the earth by far. Yeah, we're not perfect. The state of Oregon isn't perfect. And some of the stories we talk about today are going to illustrate that. But I wanted to start the show with something I ended the show with yesterday. And it was the question I asked that I said that I would talk about today. And I think this is important for a number of reasons, and I'll tell you why. The question is this: what influences you? Now, influencers are people in our lives. This is my personal definition of it. Are typically human beings, but they're also experiences. Now, there are human beings, I think, more than anyone else, but life's experiences with human beings also influence you and your thinking. These things that influence you, lead you, and guide you in your life. I mean, in every way. Whether it's faith, whether it's your work ethic, your speech, your thought processes, for that matter, how you view things. Now, the reason that I'm sharing this with you and asking this question is because this is part of understanding what the opportunity is that we have, each of us, to be that greatest influencer we've ever known. Because you do. You have that power. Some of you exhibit that power by calling this radio show. Others of you don't call, but you send me emails. You influence others daily in your life, even if you don't even know about it. You don't recognize that you are. You actually are. Believe me, your children are seeing it, especially in the younger years. They're soaking up everything you say and you do. You know that. They are the most amazing sponges there are. But what about in your adult life? The actions you take, the words you say, I mean, words are powerful, folks. They're far more powerful than I think most of us realize. And it's one of the things that has really come home to me, I think, in my later years of life, is how powerful words really are. That's why, you know, we talk about persuading the persuadables about politics, because politics governs literally everything in our lives. Okay. So that being the case, what influences people? What influences you? Is it what you read? Is it what you see with this modern age of television? Is it social media? Is it conversations with other people? Is it interaction with other people? Is it spending time reflecting, maybe over a cup of coffee? Is it watching a sunrise or a sunset? Is it seeing the negative in politics, in people, in your life? What is it that influences you? Because I think once we come to that point where we are thinking about that, I think it helps us better understand how we can influence others, especially on the persuadable side of things. Now, Avis had sent, by the way, if you want to comment on this as we go through the show, the number is 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. Or shoot me an email to Jeff at 1220.am. Jeff at 1220.am. And, you know, Avis had sent me an email. She listens, and she wants yesterday's podcast about how to talk to people. She said she couldn't write fast enough. Avis, I will get that up at some point here. I still have a few days left, my friends, in hemp harvest. It is all consuming, let me tell you. Just a few days left, and I literally have no time to do a lot of things that I normally do in life. And one of them is I put up the podcast on just about a daily basis. So I'm a little behind on that. My apologies, but it will be up. But I think I should cover it again. This is part of this discussion, how to influence others. So the stories of the day that I sort of piqued my interest go hand in hand with this subject. There's a story that I saw on Drudge Report, and it is a piece by David Von Drell from the Washington Post. And the headline, it's an opinion piece now. It says, Trump without the Trumpiness would win re-election in a landslide. Nothing could be further from the truth. Absolutely nothing could be further from the truth. And what this is an attempt to get people that support Donald Trump to lose faith in him, to look at all the things that the deep state, that the establishment in both parties, think are wrong with Donald Trump. And the reason is simply this. They have to try to, you know, Rush Limbaugh has said this so many times, and he could not be more right, is that the only person who can separate Trump from Trump supporters is Trump. And the most effective way that you could cause Donald Trump to lose, and the people that support him, and the people that are coming to the realization that what this man stands for, America first, the people that are coming to that realization, so if you want to get them discouraged to step back and not support him again, make Donald Trump believe that it's in his best interest to no longer be Donald Trump. His Trumpiness. Now, people, you know, I've shared this with you before. You're talking about what influences you, okay, and how you can persuade and influence others. You know, my chiropractor was joking and musing about Donald Trump and his tweeting. That's a Trumpiness. It's mentioned in this opinion piece. Trump influences people. He is shaking things up. And the deep state, the establishment of both parties that make enormous sums of money by being connected. And I'm talking about not just in Washington, D.C., but I'm talking about here in Salem. And in every state capital, there's a swamp in every capital. And there are people who benefit from that swamp. Some of them believe like we do in things we believe in, and others don't. The point is that Donald Trump is shaking up all of it because of who he is, his Trumpiness. And yeah, I know. If you're like me, sometimes I cringe at some of the tweets of Donald Trump. But you know what? It's his persona. It's who he is. You know, my longtime friend, Corey Lewandowski, who ran his Trump's first campaign, at least, you know, most of the way through, you know, had this saying, let Trump be Trump. In fact, it's the headline of the title of his book, Let Trump Be Trump. Trump caught the imagination of the American people. Why? I mean, you would think it's almost unlikely. I was not a Trump supporter in the beginning. In fact, I thought it was a joke when I heard about him, you know, walking down the golden elevators. I said, you got to be kidding me. Now, I never was a fan of his show because it just didn't mean anything to me, right? Reality TV is just not my thing. Maybe it is for you. So I never saw The Apprentice. But I will tell you that Trump ultimately won me over. Why? Because intuitively I knew something in our nation is wrong politically, and somebody's got to do something to fix it. And frankly, he was the first person to come along to be bold about doing that. And he did that through his Trumpiness. And tweeting is one of the ways, because he goes around the norms. You notice how they have, the White House no longer has these daily press briefings. Why? Because all they were was an opportunity for ego-driven reporters to ask questions that make the evening news, that make them look good, and that hurt Trump. And so now Trump holds these impromptu news conferences constantly, and he just goes off as to who he is. And people know that's genuine. They know that's not the norm. And the establishment hates it. Now, I go back to today's question. What influences you? You see, Donald Trump is influencing people every day by just being who he is. You may not agree with it. You may not like it at times, but it's who he is. And every day, what he says by going around the major mainstream news media and holding these with tweeting and holding these impromptu press conferences and picking and choosing who he's going to talk to in a press conference. I mean, you never see the reporter like you do in those daily press briefings in the press room. No, these press gaggles, again, I've said this before and it's so true, these egotistical far-left reporters are reduced to yelling like grade school kids, making fools of themselves, trying to get their question in front of the president. And he chooses. They hate that. But guess what? Only the things he says in those conferences is what makes the evening news, not the reporter's question. You never see the reporter. That influences people in many ways. Back in a moment, it is 6:20. We're going to explore this more. Your thoughts on it also. 503-589-1220. Back in.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, folks. You know what influences me is a lot of things. And that's why I'm asking that question, because if we understand what influences us individually, I think we can better communicate our values and our principles to other people and influence them. We persuade the persuadables. That's the theme of the show, right? You know, again, talk radio is this incredible medium of interaction between you, the listener, in so many ways, and me, the talk show host. Now, some talk show hosts really don't want interaction. Well, I do, because I care about what you think. Because I first of all, it's a measure of me and how well I'm doing in terms of presenting the topics of the day politically and how they impact your life. But more importantly, urging you, influencing you, if you will, to do something about it. That's the whole reason I do this show. I'd love to be sleeping longer rather than getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get ready to go do this radio show. But I'm telling you, I do this for a reason. And that is that we have this marvelous opportunity in this constitutional republic, if we can keep it, as Benjamin Franklin said, we have this marvelous opportunity to live free. But not, we won't. We won't pass it on to ensuing generations, to my two grandsons. We won't do that unless we take action. That's the whole point of this show. So, influencing others. If you understand how you're influenced, I think it better helps us, you, me, understand how to influence others. To take the political issues of the day, because politics is everything, sadly, to take those political issues of the day and use them to be persuasive with other people. Now, this headline, this opinion piece in the Washington Post, is all about separating us from Trump. Trump without the Trumpiness would win re-election in a landslide. It's an absolute lie. That's what they want us to believe. That's not true, because he would lose this incredibly strong base of support that he has, that is growing in him, in others, rather, because of who he is, because of how he is Donald Trump. He's genuine. You may not like it sometimes, but he's genuine. And more importantly, it's what he's doing that impacts your life, influencing you. I'm influenced by Donald Trump being who he is. That which I like, that which I don't like. More importantly, I'm influenced by Donald Trump by his policies, his ideas of America first in every way, not just business, not just the economy. But the idea of saving this constitutional republic, literally, by appointing the right people to the bench, judges, at every level. That's the greatest legacy of Donald Trump. I've said it, and I will continue to say it, because I believe it is true. And the greatest reason that you and I should support this man and making America not only great again, keeping it great, more importantly, America first, always. Remember that poll we talked about yesterday? 70% of Americans believe in that idea? Well, the way that you would stop that is to do exactly what this person is writing about it from the Washington Post. If Trump was no longer Trump, his Trumpiness, he would not win in a landslide. It'd be quite the opposite. He'd lose. And they know that. This is another false narrative. Now, this man is trying to influence people by what he's writing here and the case that he's laying out. And he misses it on so many fronts. But if you're not paying attention to politics, you're just reading this. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, if Trump wasn't so chaotic, if he wasn't so aggressive with his tweeting, yeah. Wrong. That's what makes Trump unique. Into a large segment of the population of this country, it is what, even though we kind of don't like it, it's what we know we need. We have to shake things up, because we know that this swamp in every state capital in the swamp back in Washington, D.C., is ultimately leading this country to ruin. The great things of America, the concept of America, America first, America of the people, by the people, for the people, our laws, our constitution, the principles of liberty, inalienable rights, all of those things make us unique. And there is a large segment of America that truly believes those things are in danger. I do. I've told you before, and I truly believe with all my heart, that I have to tell you that I just worry about my two grandsons and the nation they're going to live in when they're older. What will be their opportunities if this country goes socialist? If you look at the number, that other poll we talked about, 70% of millennials are willing to vote for a socialist. But come on. This is where we influence others. You see, those millennials, they're your kids and your grandkids. What has influenced them to think that socialism is okay? Oh, I know the old adage, you know, that Winston Churchill said, you know, and I paraphrase, basically, when you're young, you're liberal. When you're older, you're conservative. Well, to a point. What influences you? Is it the things you read? Is it the interactions you have with people? Does that help you? If you ask yourself that question, or maybe it's just your life experiences that influences you. Because when you understand what it is that influences you, I think you will better be able to influence others. What do you think? 503-589-1220. Back in a moment. It is 6:30. You're listening to Political Punk.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, friends. Politics with your cup of coffee. So what influences you? Now, I mean, I just shared with you one of the ways that I formulate my opinions about this president. And I share that with you because it's an example. Trump's communication of what he believes is what comes through to me through his tweets, through his demeanor. I try to make it a point, if I can, to watch or to listen to a presidential rally. Because, you know, me being a longtime political observer, somebody involved in this business, former state representative, been involved in politics since I was 16, was very cynical about it for a long time, changed my viewpoints on that when I realized that I needed to quit complaining about it and actually go do something about it. And by the way, speaking about doing something about it, you know, I urge you, and I hope that this show produces value to you so that you can do something about what you believe in. I want you to be an activist. I want you to help change your world, one person at a time, eyeball to eyeball. Now, Rush Limbaugh for years has said that he doesn't urge people to be activists. In other words, to go do something. And I've long disagreed with that. I think it is so critical that we do. It's our medium. It's our opportunity. Yes, he influences people, but I'm telling you, I think he's changing that to some extent, maybe. Because lately he's been talking about, yeah, you listen to talk radio and you're influenced by it. Go do something about it. Yes. Let's go do something about it. That's what this is all about. Now, how can you do that? Well, I'm going to use a Department of Human Services here in Oregon email from the Office of Equity and Multicultural Services Director Alberto Moreno. I'm going to use this email as an example of how you can do something about it. I'll do that in a moment. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Before I go any further, I want to remind you that, you know, I have been for the last, well, I'm in my fifth week now of hemp harvest for CBD oil. The CBD oil helps me personally. Maybe it can help you with your ailments. In a lot of ways, it helps me. And it's discernible, friends. It really is. So maybe you ought to consider using CBD oil products. Now, I buy mine from Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care down on South Commercial. I really do. I go there and I buy stuff from them. Now, you don't have to just go there, by the way. You can go to their website and buy off of their website, vimsalem.com. That's Vim, V-I-M, Salem.com. They sell CannaShield. CannaShield is outstanding, outstandingly high-quality product. And I think that maybe you should talk to those folks. If you're curious, maybe you've heard so much about hemp and CBD and all this stuff, the hype about it. Well, why don't you go talk to the folks at Vim? Visit their website, learn about it, read about it. Go down and talk to them. Again, they're right next to Safeway on South Commercial in Salem. Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. Works for me. Maybe it'll work for you. So here is this. This was sent statewide. It was sent on the 22nd of October from the Office of Equity and Multicultural Services Director. All right. And you guys on the phone, just hang on. I'll get to you in a moment here because I want to make this point. I think it's important. And the headline of this email is "The Opportunity to Create a More Compassionate Oregon." And this is all meant in a backhanded manner to go against Trump. That's what this all is. Now, the reason this multicultural services director is writing this, I mean, why would you send an email like this to employees? Because my guess is they've gotten some pushback on previous emails and previous directions from this office, from the state. Could have something to do with, you know, the Freedom Foundation's incredible impact in Oregon with the unions. But they talk about kindness and compassion over hatred, kindness over violence, justice over injustice, diversity, violence and exclusion we see nationwide do not represent who we are. Do not represent the best of who we are. We are free to make a different choice, to choose a different path. Here at our department, we're committed to inclusiveness by welcoming all. We're committed to safety. We do this by building bridges, not walls. By recognizing that we're all one human family, woven together in one single tapestry. We value the people we serve, our employees, everyone in our communities. Oh, doesn't that all sound wonderful? And it's all meant as a backhanded swipe at Donald Trump. So how could you So if you're a DHS employee and maybe you're at the water cooler, you're having a coffee break, one of the ways you could use is to say, I don't agree with some of this. Well, I'm fine for being treating everybody the same way. I don't have a problem with that, but not building walls? I don't agree with open borders. We can't just let everybody in the world who wants to come to America just come here. Just walk across the border or however they get here. I don't agree with that. That's a way that you can start a conversation. And somebody says, well, why? I mean, shouldn't we let everybody? I mean, we've always let people come to this country. Well, but we can't take the entire nation or world. And you could say, you know, there was a poll done. There's a worldwide poll done. And I forget which one it is, but there's something like 100 million people that want to come to America across the world. Do you think this country of 300 million people could handle 100 million immigrants? And I don't agree with the idea that we're going to give, like some people say we should, free health care to illegal aliens. Why would we do? I don't get free health care. Do you? I mean, we have to pay for it as state employees at least a little bit. This is one of the ways that you can start conversations with people. To take a piece of something you disagree with and pose it in your own words, but pose a question or make a statement that is not meant to push someone away or immediately get them to put up a mental wall against what you're saying. Rather, just you've got to do quite the opposite, which is why I said yesterday, even though I call these people who run Oregon regressive totalitarian Marxists, because that's what their ideology is, it's not how you start a conversation with people. And you don't say that, because immediately people will put up walls. You say something provocative that gets a conversation started. In that, maybe you say, if you're a DHS employee, you say, why would they send this out? I mean, when they say kindness over violence, who is it that's rioting? Well, it's Antifa, the anti-fascists, or the people that are out damaging buildings in downtown Portland. They're the people that are rioting. They're the people that are getting arrested. That's how you do this. Anyway, I've gone a little bit long, but I know that the phone lines are full because I know a bunch of you want to weigh in on this, but this is important. What influences you? Because when you understand what influences you, you can better influence others for everything you hold dear. That's where we're at in this country. We truly are. We're truly at a point. All right, I've got to hold on the phones. I want all of you to just hang on. I'm going to start first with Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. Your thoughts?
Good morning. Talk radio has been so helpful to me, and so have you. And many of the talk radio people that have risen up since Rush Limbaugh started the whole phenomenon have been very wonderful. I am really enjoying Mr. Gorka right now. He has a firsthand knowledge of the White House and is very effective, I think. I actually called in because years ago you said something at Oregon Citizens Lobby, which was that the Indian tribes had spawned salmon fry in the ocean, and that they had done that because the federal government was preventing salmon from thriving. And then I went to a Democrat socialist meeting, and a lady said to me, the salmon are dying because of global warming. And I said, that's not true. They're dying because the federal government is trying to prevent them from thriving.
And, Rebecca, hang on. got to go to a break. We'll be right back with Rebecca and everybody else on the line. Please, nobody hang up.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. Last segment for today, 10 minutes till the top of the hour. By the way, if you want to send me an email, because I have a great email to read you from an employee of the state of Oregon about communication, about persuading the persuadables. It just hits the nail on the head here. If you want to send me an email, it's jeff at 1220.am. Back to Rebecca. Rebecca, please continue to make your point there about how you pushed back.
Well, because you had told me about the Indians feeding salmon fry in the ocean, I had also seen a pic. In a newspaper, I had seen an article that the salmon harvest was the highest it had ever been in history. And so I had two sources of factual information, and this was a government employee that said this to me who was at this meeting, and very much a Democrat socialist person. And she then said, no, we helped them do that. We helped them do the paperwork so they could do that. I said, you did not, because the government has fought against a salmon a salmon harvest ever since Bill Clinton signed the biodiversity treaty. There's been an active dropping of the salmon harvest for years as they have separated. As they have been attempting to separate the natural salmon, quote unquote, from the salmon raised in artificial means.
Right, and so, right. So your point here, Rebecca, is that something I said and other things that you were aware of influenced your ability to push back and correct something that was in error from a government employee. Yes.
And then I went to a meeting of the Democrat Socialists. So anybody can attend a meeting of the Democrat Socialists and have plenty of people that they will surround themselves to talk to. Yeah. Or you can talk to people on the street. But talk radio has been fantastic. We just need to be really careful to be factual.
Absolutely right. Rebecca, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in because I got to move on to the other callers, but I need to read this email first before I go any further. From this state employee, the challenge before conservatives, this person writes, and the Republican Party, is to persuade those who have been influenced by the media or by Trump's own style and have negative feelings towards him. To persuade the persuadables, as you've mentioned, we need to talk about Trump's amazing accomplishments in that effect in that person's life, family, economy, etc., in comparison to with what the regressive totalitarian Marxists have done and are proposing to do to them, to their families, to their economy. We need to paint clear comparisons to demonstrate how Trump's policies and actions have benefited them individually, their families, and their communities, not to mention our nation. We have to make Trump's accomplishments and achievements personal. They benefit each American in tangible ways. That is the essence of it, folks. If we make his positive accomplishments personal to each person by mentioning what they are, but talking about the benefits of them, that moves people. It gets people thinking. That's what we got to do. Got to move to Art. Art first, and then we'll go to Ron. Art, good morning. What do you say?
I say that what motivates me, I not only want to make and help make the United States of America great again. I want to make it better because
that's not the question I ask. I didn't ask what motivates you. I ask what influences you, Art.
Well, what influences me is that we're not doing it right, so we need to do it right. And Trump does things differently, and therefore we've made great progress in resolving problems and issues. Take the unemployment for African Americans, the Hispanics, I mean, for all of us. So, you know, obviously, as you said, Trump wouldn't win in a landslide if he wasn't Trump, because he's going to win in a landslide because he's done positive things for our country.
Absolutely right. And I think that people sort of get that. You just mentioned something important, Art, and I want to expand on this quickly before we go to Ron, because it's a central point, and you brought it up. Here's what it is. Take Hispanic or black unemployment. Is at historic lows. Okay, what does that mean? What it means to every Hispanic or every black person in the country is that they have more opportunity to live the American dream. That's what it means. And that's a very emotional and a very personal thing. And it's the right thing. That's the magic of who we are as a nation. America being a great nation. Art, thanks. I'm so glad you mentioned that, because that is right on the money. Let's go to Ron. Ron, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Good morning, man. Thing is this. What makes us great, what the president has really done, and it's what we need a backbone in the state for, is coming out and holding, bringing up the truth. Just like the lowest unemployment for men, women, African-American, Asians, and in 50-plus years, the economic sustainability, the 7 million new jobs, the truth is on the immigration, on the socialism plan is dead, because you cannot sustain a program with basically, like, for example, Hispanic unemployment is low, but education and people that's going to be immigrants in our state and country learning things, we're being flooded in this country by illegal immigration and everything else to a point, and that's what the president is trying to readdress. But it doesn't help when your own party is usurping everybody. It doesn't help when you have 308% of the people that came in the country in the last 10 years is illegal alien, and they have not transcended or adapted into our culture. It doesn't help when we spend $41 million a month for illegal alien health care by the state. These are things that we got to point out in the 2020 campaign, no matter where you run it, in Oregon, congressional, anything else. Point out who's your congressman. Tie them to their acts that they voted for. This is what's going to help make this country great, make Oregon become what it is. Because the rate we're going, if we sit silent, and this is the thing we got to promote, the question you always get asked, with cap and trade or anything else, do you have an extra $1,000 to $3,000 a year to give away? Do you have
there's a story about that
$500
today,
to
cap and trade stuff is going to be back in the February session. And you're right about that. And that's it. That's that opportunity for conversation. All right, Ron, thanks so much. Be safe out there today.
Mm-hmm.
The phone's breaking up a little bit. But great points. Great points all from all of you. What influences you? Think about that, because it will help you influence others for your values and principles of liberty. Be blessed, folks. Tomorrow's Freedom Friday, where you can call and talk about anything you want. We'll see you then.